Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. This is Pastora Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I'm so glad to be before you once again, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Just thanking him, praise God, for where he's brought me from. But it's great where he have me, but it's even greater where he's carrying me to. I thank God, praise God, for life, health, and strength today. I can give no other glory to none other but into the Lord Jesus Christ himself. For he do all praises are due unto his name. I pray, praise God, that the God I serve has been good to you. And I pray that he's blessed you as he blessed me. I'm praying for you and yours, praise the Lord, that, praise God, you will build and get a closer relationship with him, that you may know, praise God, that he's God. He's God in every situation of your life. He's God, praise God, when you don't even see him, he's still God. You may not know what he's doing, but he's working it out. You can't see it, but he's still working it out. Because I want to let you know, he will do it. He will do it, praise the Lord. And I thank God for you. I'm not going to prolong the time, but God, I thank you for your word today. I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me for all of my iniquities, sins, and shortcomings. For I know, praise God, that you are God that hear. And praise God, you are God that reach and you love, praise God. But Father God, one thing you will not tolerate, and Father, that is sin. For sin, praise God, separate us from our God. But today, praise God, I'm asking that you give each and every one of us a closer relationship, that we may know, praise God, we can go to the rock. We can go any place, but we can go to the rock. And the rock, praise God, will be there, praise God, to sustain us. Father, help us, Lord, to be, praise God, excited about you and be excited, praise God, about your coming. Because, praise God, it is a time to be excited. And I thank God, praise God, because you will lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. I'm blessed today. I am blessed. And, Father, I thank you for blessing me. And today, praise God, I just want to talk a little to you today, praise God, about, praise God, when you're going through the fire, there is light, praise God, in darkness. Because God will give you light to walk, praise God, without you even stumbling in the dark. But today we're going to talk about a pillar cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Won't he do it? He will do it. But today, praise God, I come to you, praise God. And I'm coming to you, praise God, from Exodus and Exodus 14 and 8, Exodus 13, 21 and 22, and praise God, Exodus 36 and 37. Praise the Lord. But today, praise God, we're talking about a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. But you know, praise God, it has been some time that God's people was going through, praise God. Just like many of us today, we are going through. But you must go through, praise God, in order to come out. And today, praise God, we are talking about, praise God, even, praise God, after going through so many years, something like over 400 years of bondage and 9 plagues, praise God, sent, praise God, to Pharaoh and the death of the firstborn of the Egyptians. And God led the children of Israel out of Egypt with a hand and a high hand under the leadership, praise God, of Moses. Praise God, it's okay when you know you got an anointed leader and he's been called or she's been called by God. And she went, praise God. And she didn't get up and go, but God sent them. And praise God, it's a blessing, praise God. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh the king. You see, the king, praise God, thought he had everything in his hand. But God had a plan, praise God, because the devil had a plot. But God had a plan. And you see, praise God, he led them out of Pharaoh's bond. He led them, praise God, even though Pharaoh's heart was hardened. He was in Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. Listen to me careful, praise God. You can have a hand, but make sure you got the high hand and the right hand. Amen. We're talking about Exodus 14 and 8 today. And as they left that land, praise God, God made make his appearance, praise God, his presence visible to the people. If you pray long enough and stay with God, he'll show you just who he is. And the Lord went forth, praise God, before them by the pillar of day. He gave them a pillar of day of a cloud and led them the way by night with nothing but, praise God, a pillar of fire. Praise God, he won't let you walk in darkness and stumble, but he will give you light that you may walk therein. And to give them light, he gave it to them, and to go by day and night. He took away the pillar of cloud by day. He didn't do it. He neither did the pillar of fire by night from the people. In Exodus 13 and 21 and 22. But it was a comfort, praise God. We must know, praise God, it is a comfort. It must have been for the nation, praise God, to know, praise God, that God was with them after having been in bondage, all of the Egyptians, over 400 years. People, listen to me, people of God. You may be going through something and been through something. You don't know why you're going through and when you're coming out. But if you got God on your side and you got him in front of you, you just know this one thing, you are coming out. You see, Pharaoh thought he had done those people that belonged to him. But God wanted to let Pharaoh know, these are not your people, Pharaoh. These are my people, and I will deliver them. You may be going through something right now, and you feel like you can't be delivered. But I'm here today to let you know, my friend, God is a deliverer. He will bring you out, praise God, in your stress. He will bring you out, praise God, in your sickness. He will bring you out, praise God, when the devil thinks he trapped you. But God got a way for an escape. You better understand one thing. God is not a God, praise God, without, praise God, a way, praise God, to bring his people, praise God, out of bondage. I want to let you know today, people of God, if you could just begin to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, you can get out of any situation in your life right now. And God continue to be with them. Praise God, you may feel sometimes that the Lord is not even with you. But let me tell you something today. He is there. He is there, my God, because he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you even until the end of the world. And in Ezekiel, praise God, in Exodus, praise God, 40, 36, and 37, that God can continue, praise God, to appear in the form, praise God, with his people. And when the cloud was taken up, praise God, over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went, praise God, on in all of their journey. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day, but that it was taken up. They journeyed, praise God, for the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day. And praise God, and the fire, praise God, it was upon them by night. You see, God would be able to make a way. Praise God, you don't have to try to figure him out. Praise God, just believe that he can do what he say he can do. And he will do it, because he's not a God that he should lie. And it said, praise God, that they journeyed not to the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the night fire was by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout their journey. And when God's presence was in the tabernacle, you see, praise God, you got to know where to go and get in contact with God. You must have a place of a tabernacle. You must have a place, praise God, that you and God, only you and him, praise God, can get together, praise God, and you can talk to God. Hallelujah. Never forget, praise God. Hey, God, you must have a way, praise God, you can reach out to God and he will answer you. Praise the Lord. And the word said that it stayed, praise God, and would put the camp in there. He put the camp in a location. And when God's presence moved away from the tabernacle, the people would pack up, praise God. They would pack up and follow it. See, you got to know who you're following. You got to know who God is, praise God. So when he moved, you move just like that. Hallelujah. And he said, praise God, the God presence with the children of Israel was deliberate, and God wanted to dwell with his people. In Exodus 25 and 8, the record God says, he says this, he said, let them make me a sanctuary. You hear that? And that I may dwell among them. Oh, my God. That the purpose for God's desiring to dwell among the children of Israel was so that they would know that God was their God. You see what has happened to America today? They have forgotten about God. And we got this one candidate running. He want to make America great again. You may want to make it, my friend. But if God is not first, it will never be great again, because it was founded upon God. He said, when I lead you into the land that flow with milk and honey, don't forget the hand that led you. But see, America has forgotten God. And he said it right here, praise God. I did this thing because I wanted the people, praise God, to know that their God, I am their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord thy God that brought them out of the land of Egypt that I may dwell among them. But you have cut him off, praise God. He said, I am the Lord thy God. However, God dwelleth with the children of Israel came with the stipulation. They would have had to what? Sanctify in order, praise God, in the presence of God and continue to dwell with him. But you see, we done got besides ourselves because we done got the new car, the new home. Eat what you want to eat, wear what you want to wear, go where you want to go, be where you want to be. But you have gotten your source. And your source, praise God, is Jesus. We must understand we can do nothing without him. You may try it. It may seem like it worked, but I want to let you know it will not stand. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. He said it, praise God. He says sanctification of God's people was of a great concern at Mount Sinai when God delivered the Ten Commandments to the nation of Israel. In preparation for that day, Moses was told by God to sanctify the people. And when they came before the holy mountain, and the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them to the day and to tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, praise God, because I got something I want to put upon them. He said in Exodus 19 and 10, praise the Lord. And when we saw, when Moses did that as the Lord instructed, and Moses went down from the mountain, hallelujah, into the people and sanctified the people, and they was washed and their clothes was clean on the final of that day that God was to speak, and God instructed Moses to make sure that the priest would come up, hallelujah, up on, praise God, the mountain, and it had sanctified themselves. You see, you can't just go to God any kind of way, praise God, when you're saying that you're a child of God. You got to have, praise God, there is a stipulation. We must go, praise God, being sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And holy, but then, he said, no holiness without no man shall see the Lord. And he told him, he said, bring the priest, praise the Lord, because he must be sanctified. And the word of God said, and God then told Moses not to let the children of Israel come up to him, lest he break forth upon them. And he, in Exodus, praise God, 19 and 24 says, and, hallelujah, and the Lord said unto him, away get thee down, and thou shalt come upon thou, and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. Failure to be sanctified in the presence of the Lord meant death. Meant death. They couldn't come upon him if they was not filled with the Holy Ghost and sanctified. It meant death. God wanted to dwell with his people and to God, and he instructed, praise God. He instructed them, praise God, to continue to require, praise God. Hey, God, require the children of Israel to be what? Sanctified as a condition of dwelling in the tabernacle. You see, praise God, people are not sanctified anymore. They're religious, hallelujah. And God has said, I'm calling back sanctification because holiness without no man, no boy, no girl should stand before me. They shall not know the truth, either see the truth. They shall not even see the kingdom of God because there was a stipulation and a condition. And the priest was always required to be sanctified as they ministered to God. Hallelujah. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shall anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Hallelujah. And in Exodus 28 and 41, you cannot go to God any kind of way talking about who you are, and you have not. The Bible said that the anointing is what breaks the yoke. It breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. Without the anointing, there is no effect. Hallelujah. And he said, sanctify the instruments with which they are to worship God, was also sanctified. Ha! And thou shalt make it a holy, all of holy anointing, and the ointment compound after the art of what? Of what, praise God, what God had given them, praise God, to do it. And it shall be an holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation with therein, and the ark of the testimonies, and the table, and all of his vessels. Don't come to me with nothing unclean. But you see, praise God, God went through, praise God, and when the blood of Jesus came, praise God, it made it more, praise God, more, praise God, legible, that we don't have to go anymore, praise God, to the priest. We can go right now to Jesus and ask him for forgiveness and cleanse us from all of our sin and sanctify us. Hallelujah. God also required the people, praise God, to be sanctified through the command that he gave. Praise God, he talked about the Sabbath. But praise God, you can serve God anytime you feel like it right now. So in order to make the miracle great again, we must, praise God, get back into Jesus. We must invite him into our homes, into our neighborhoods, into our children, into our families, into our lives. Praise the Lord. We have dismantled him. We don't want to be bothered with him because we figure we got it all figured out. And Pharaoh thought he had it all figured out. But God sent the plagues. Yes, and death was one of them. Death was one of them. Because he didn't want to let God's people go. See, the consequences, praise God, for their failure to be sanctified were severe. To not know who God is. The Bible said it was better for you not to put your hands to the plow than to turn back. It's better that you didn't even come up and say you were saved and knowing you're backsliding, going back doing what you once did before. One of the two things we should allow would be allowed: death of God's abandonment of his people. Of the first consequences, God made an objection lesson of Nadab and Abihu and Leviticus 10:1-2. Properly understood this and said to Aaron immediately after their death, "This is that the Lord spoke, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified." You can't go to God any kind of way, tell my God going to bless you and you living, praise God, your whole Monday through Sunday, Saturday, run to the church on Sunday, and you thank God is pleased. God said, no, you must come to me pure and sanctified. Yes. The world, the praise God, has forgotten God. They have turned their back on God. He will consume them. And I will not go up in the midst of them, for thou art stiff-necked people. Lest I consume them in the way, for the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are stiff-necked people. I will come upon you into the midst of thee in a moment and consume you. Therefore now put off thy ointments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. Yes, Moses pleads with the Lord not to abandon his people. In fact, Moses tells the Lord that if you would only dwell with them, then they would separate and be sanctified from the nation. Moses says, for within shall it be known that I and thou people have found grace in the sight of you, Lord. It is not in that it goes with us. So shall we be separated, and thy people, for all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Hey, God, he carried it by side. Exodus 33:16. So upon this commitment, Moses, God's anointed leader, not just a leader. See, everybody want to do something, but they have no anointing. It's the anointing. Yes, yes. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Not your title. Not what you stand for, what you do. It's the anointing. So upon this commitment from Moses that he and the people would sanctify themselves, God agreed to continue to dwell with them. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by thy name. Do Jesus know who you are? Do he know you by your name? But he have no dealings with you. In this way, God continued to dwell with the children of Israel in the tabernacle until the time of Solomon. God is saying, people, go back to your first love. Go back to your first love. Dear God, go back to your first love. Jesus loved you, but he hates the sins that you commit. He said, I'll lead you into the valley of decision. Hey, I will lead you through the valley of death. But you must sanctify yourself all over again. And Pharaoh would have to let you go. Your Pharaoh could be somebody you love more than Jesus. Your Pharaoh could be your family, you. Your Pharaoh could be your children. Your Pharaoh can be whatever. Anything you put, praise God, that's got a hold on you is a Pharaoh. And God said, I'll lead you. I'll lead you with a cloud by day and a pit of fire by night. All you got to do is realize you must cast down the Pharaohs in your life. Let God lead you. Let him be everything he needs to be to you. He said, when the people sinned it, God abandoned them to their enemy. Do you know sin will get you killed? Do you know sin separates you from God? When the people repented, God returned and dwelled among them. Are you repenting today? Or do you just do wrong and say nothing? It was not until the time of David that David conceived that God should have a permanent structure of his own in which to dwell. And God responded to David through Nathan, the prophet. It is recorded. 2 Samuel 7 and 1 Chronicles 17. After David told Nathan what he wanted to do, God told Nathan that he never desired a permanent structure. Did you hear that? He don't need a church to dwell in a building. He dwells in you. Go and tell my servant David, thus said the Lord, thou shalt build me a house for me to dwell in. You can build it, but I really want to live in you. Build a house, but I shall dwell in you, for you are my tabernacle. God is awesome. God is awesome. Know this one thing. God will lead you in every situation that you're in, and he will bring you out. But you must have the connection and a built-in holy spiritual relationship with God. And there is nothing that God cannot deliver you from, bring you out, and place you above your situation. I want to say, praise God, I pray you be blessed, praise God, from these words. But know one thing, this, know this, know this, know this, that God is not a God that he should lie. He said it, and he shall make it good. Jesus loved you, but you must repent. Come to him just as you are, and he'll in no wise cast you out. Until this time, praise God, tomorrow you be blessed, and know that God can lead you even in darkness by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Let him lead you. Better to obey God rather than man. You be blessed. God bless you.